What's up, Thunder fans? Welcome to another edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I am Brady Trantham, and for the next 30 minutes or so, you will be Locked On Thunder. It's Tuesday, and I promised you guys Terrence Ferguson audio. We asked for Terrence Ferguson. We didn't get Terrence Ferguson. Sometimes it's out of even our control. Yes, the all-powerful fake media. I'm just kidding. No, sometimes we'll ask for players, and for one reason or another, we don't get them. But we'll probably get some Terrence Ferguson audio, probably for the Thursday episode, because tomorrow, as you all know, the Thunder take on the Cavs. So I'm sure we will be able to talk to him in the locker room prior to the game, and then definitely after the game. But of course, that'll be late in the evening. So if you want to hear from Terrence Ferguson, we will hear from him either as the starter for the Oklahoma City Thunder after Wednesday night's game against the Cavs, or as a bench player against the Cleveland Cavaliers, excuse me. So look forward to that till Thursday. But we do have a bunch of great audio today from Thunder players like Dennis Schroeder, Steven Adams, and Nerlens Noel. So look forward to that. If you don't know who I am, I've been covering the Thunder since 2014 and since 2018 with 107.7 The Franchise, 107.9 The Franchise in Tulsa as their lead Thunder insider, Thunder contributor, whatever. Finally got the necessary quotes for my big SGA article that I've been teasing for the last week because I thought it was going to be done last week. I thought it was going to be done yesterday. We didn't get a chance to talk to some certain people, but finally got all the quotes necessary, so I just got to plug them in. And because the trade deadline's coming up, I actually might sit on it a little bit longer. But I do have a six-man of the year article for Dennis Schroeder coming up as well. So you can find all that stuff at thefranchiseok.com. It's all free. You don't have to subscribe to anything at all. Just go to thefranchiseok.com for all my latest Thunder articles and columns. I even have my last name as a tab, so you can easily find it if you don't see it on the front page. You can also tune in Saturday mornings from 10 a.m. to noon to the Franchise Thunder Insider Show, and that's with Jerry Ramsey, John Hamm, Madison Morris, and me. And we talk Thunder stuff and NBA hoops from 10 a.m. to noon. So if you're out of the market and you want to listen, just download 107.7 The Franchise's app. It's completely free, easy to use. You just turn it on whenever we're about to be on the radio, and you can enjoy. And then you can also subscribe to the other podcast that I do for the Thunder, the OKC 82 podcast that I also do with Madison Morris, and that is a post-game reaction show. So it's not exactly like this show. It's a post-game reaction show, which will be great for your morning commute to work the next day if you don't want to stay up for those 9:30 tip-offs. Don't worry, we got you covered, and we will cover everything from the game that just happened. So that podcast will complement this podcast really well. So go ahead and subscribe to that as well. And again, the best way to find all the links to whatever I'm putting out, to share thoughts, to hear my thoughts, or I guess to read them technically, would be to follow me on Twitter at Brady Does Sports. But yes, let's get right into today. Thunder held their second practice in a row, which is a rarity in today's NBA, and especially for the Thunder, who in January played a ton of games. They played a ton of games without more than a day in between. So they're very tired. They didn't get a lot of practice, if any at all, not even any shoot-arounds. So these practice days have been very good to just basically get back to square one. They've run some 5-on-5s. They run some 3-on-3s. It feels like a little bit of training camp talking to Billy Donovan. Had some flashbacks, just what he was telling us, what they were able to do. Can imagine that players probably, you know, practice is what it is. Sometimes it can be boring. But for players like Chris Paul, Danilo Gallinari, guys that are experienced vets, guys that really love the craft, guys that are dedicated to becoming better and better every day, they probably have to appreciate having just a few days of practice, especially because they're surrounded by a bunch of kids, a bunch of young guys on this team. So couldn't have come at a better time for the Thunder, especially with a four-game homestand against three very beatable teams and one team in Boston that will be clearly a good test to see exactly where the Thunder are now. Boston, probably more talented than Oklahoma City. Ceiling certainly higher, but rest assured, it'll be a good test for Oklahoma City playing at home. But we talked to Dennis Schroeder, Steven Adams, Nerlens Noel, and Billy Donovan today. Range of topics, of course, a lot of things, because we haven't really got a chance to talk to a lot of these guys in the last 3 weeks or so, other than just post-game scrums, which you're basically only really talking about what just happened. So if you have, you know, a question on a story that you've been working on or something that you're curious about, you kind of have to hold it off until a practice day when you can be a little bit more off the wall in terms of your questioning. So it's kind of hard to grab a theme from today's practice, but I tried my best to get a theme of questions just from me for you guys listening out there. So with Dennis Schroeder, I did ask him about Terrence Ferguson coming back, how he's felt about a teammate returning to the team, but then also the confidence that he has in guys like Lou Dort and just guys all over the roster, because Oklahoma City all season long has just been replacing a guy or two in the lineup every other game, it seems like, and they've had a lot of success even doing that. So let's hear what Dennis had to say.
It's good to have Terrence back.
Yeah, for sure. We missed him. You know, he's been gone for like two weeks. So just to be, you know, with him again, you know, supporting him as a brother, teammate, I think we all together in this, and yeah, he got our support.
And then when we get back, more Dennis Schroeder about being sixth man of the year, and then what does Nerlens Noel think about that as well? We will hear from those two right after the break. If you've been a listener of this podcast, I'm sure you've heard all the great advertisers working on Locked On to reach sports fans. But you may not know that Locked On Thunder is a great way for your local business to reach passionate Thunder fans just like you. Unlike any other podcast, Locked On gives your local company the unique ability to reach local podcast listeners. Not just any podcast listener, a Locked On podcast listener. If your company wants to connect with Thunder fans and a predominantly male audience that is well-educated with disposable income, then let's put your company right here on this Locked On podcast. Local fans love to support local businesses. Text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising and let us know who you are. We'll get our team to help your team achieve Locked On advertising success. Once again, text the word advertising to 33777 or visit lockedonpodcast.com/advertising. We look forward to hearing from you. And welcome back to the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. And players and coaches will always say that they're not listening to the outside noise. They're not going to listen to detractors. They're not going to be listening to people that say that they are the best team since sliced bread. Nothing like that. But you got to love Dennis Schroeder's honesty, because I just blatantly asked him, hey, have you heard the noise about being sixth man of the year potentially? And well, let's just see what he had to say.
Dennis, are you hearing the sixth man of the year noise at all?
Yeah, of course, everybody, you know, even my people saying that. But honestly, I just want to play, you know, win games, do my best, you know, for the team. And end of the year, we're going to see what happens.
And a little behind the scenes, I guess while I was asking that question, John Reed, one of the Thunder PR officials, had said last question for Dennis, and I didn't hear him because I was asking the question. And so I was going to ask Dennis a follow-up to that. Well, I could hear Stephen Adams in the background go, I guess he doesn't understand what last question means. So everybody got to laugh at me, and Dennis kind of started to answer my question. I was like, oh, no, never mind. I didn't know we were waiting for Stephen. So let's talk to Stephen Adams now. So ha, 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 Brady, you suck. But we'll skip Stephen just for now. He did say something very interesting about my Shai Gilgeous-Alexander article that I was going to use. So I'll probably use that on this podcast as well later on. But Nerlens fully agrees that Dennis Schroeder should be the sixth man of the year.
Nerlens, what does it mean for the team, all the buzz about Dennis Schroeder being a potential sixth man of the year? I mean, what does that do for you guys?
I think it is. I mean, I think it's pretty simple. I think there's not too many guys putting up, you know, 20 a night on a basis like this, and, you know, having team success that we're having. You know, he comes in and he's selfless as well. You know, he wants to move the ball, play the right way, you know, score when he needs to. So I think, you know, if it's not a discussion, it already should be, you know, top discussion, top person for the Sixth Man of the Year award. You know, he's just an exceptional teammate that shows up every day and gets it done.
And it's interesting, Maddie Lee from the Oklahoman had asked Dennis about Nerlens Noel. And Dennis kind of went off on a tangent of just playing with Nerlens, and he blatantly said, he's my favorite player to play with. He's my favorite teammate to play with. And you can certainly see why. The two have great chemistry off lobs, the pick and roll. They understand where the other person is going to be at all times, and you know, that really helps that they played a year prior. But just the way Dennis Schroeder likes to play basketball, it perfectly is complemented by the way Nerlens Noel wants to play basketball. So those two have been quite a combination coming off the bench for Oklahoma City to become one of the more stronger benches in the entire NBA. And it's interesting just because Dennis Schroeder last year was good. I thought he was a good player for Oklahoma City, and I thought the few people that were saying that Schroeder should be traded, and this is, of course, before Paul George and Russell Westbrook were traded, so with that team. So people, the few people that were saying Dennis Schroeder should be traded or that he kind of sucked last year, I really don't understand where that was coming from, A, and B, Dennis Schroeder won the Thunder a handful of games last year by himself or played a huge role in helping the Thunder win another handful of games just by being a good teammate and playing well in his role. Him being the Thunder's sixth man is invaluable. He is a starting level point guard. The Miami Heat basically had the same type of situation with Goran Dragic coming off the bench, but Dennis Schroeder is better than Dragic. Maybe Dragic is a little bit of a better three-point shooter, but Dennis Schroeder is an overall better player. And if Schroeder is able to survive trade deadline in terms of staying with Oklahoma City and the Thunder's roster remains relatively intact and they keep winning at the pace that they're currently at, Dennis Schroeder may very well be the sixth man of the year. And my goodness, if that's the case, this has to be one of the more strangest we're supposed to tank, we're supposed to rebuild years I could ever imagine in any sport, whether it be basketball or not. And before we get out of here, I told you that Steven said some interesting things about Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and I'm going to use a few of these quotes for my article whenever that's able to come out. Again, I don't want to put it out right before trade deadline because that obviously takes precedent. I really like this article that I've been working on, and I actually talked to Billy Donovan a little bit afterwards to get some clarification, a little off the record stuff, but nothing too, nothing juicy enough that I probably can't use it in one way or another. So please, please look for that SGA article that's coming out later on, either this week or early next week, because you will appreciate it as a Thunder fan, especially as a Thunder fan that has watched this team over the last, let's just say, 3 years. If you've only watched the Thunders over the last 3 years, you'll appreciate this article. But I did ask Steven about SGA and just playing with him for at least half a season thus far, and if he has noticed anything about how, given that he is such a young player, is there anything unique about his play or his development that caught his eye?
Now that you've played at least half a season with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander,
yeah.
Is there anything that you've noticed about his ability to understand how he can affect the game in more ways than just scoring or just passing the ball?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he's, you know, from the start, obviously he came in really hot. Teams are going to adjust to that. You know, every team does bloody scout. It's very obvious, like, okay, this kid can play. So even that alone, his ability, his him trying to learn, like, okay, they're like blitzing me or double team me or whatever, like, it's been good seeing how he's been taking that sort of pressure and then just kind of making sure he affects it in other ways.
Whether it's been a teammate or an opponent, have you noticed that prior with young players? I mean, like, how does he compare to other young players that you either played with or played against?
It's hard to do a comparison. He's quite savvy with his body language, offensively, if that makes sense. That's why he gets a lot of calls, right? So that's something like I haven't seen really in like young fellas, right? You don't usually get that many calls, not because the refs don't call it, because you're quite an awkward-looking player, and like you just look like you're out of control. Whereas he looks like he's in control, and you're really getting him off his position, which is it's very different, right? Especially for the refs reffing it, right? It just looks different. So, yeah, I think his ability to do that is just good stuff. He already got a lockdown. Playing like, you know, people say playing like a vet. You know, it's vet moves or whatever. But whatever, mate. Whatever you want to call it, mate. You understand it, mate?
Yes, sir.
Steven is always great at answering questions. He is awesome. Even when he throws me under the bus a little bit because I didn't hear a last question thing. But, hey, it happens. These things happen. Well, everybody, thank you so, so much for listening to Locked On Thunder. Once again, follow me on Twitter at Brady Does Sports. Please leave a 5-star review. I would greatly appreciate it. But everybody, thank you so much for listening. It means so much to me. I can't tell you how much it means to me other than just saying it. So until tomorrow, the Thunder take on the Cavs tomorrow night in Oklahoma City. So I look forward to that. Look forward to a fun night of basketball in Oklahoma City. But until tomorrow, I will talk to you later.